Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd. Back in just a moment.
National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com.
Turn to Altosid IGR for hornfly specific control year after year. Altosid IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. With no known resistance, make Altosid IGR the only choice for your mineral supplement. Go with the IGR that delivers ROI and keep weight gains up. Contact your feed dealer today or go to AltosidIGR.com.
Senator James Lankford and Mark Wayne Mullen, along with Representatives Frank Lucas, Tom Cole, and Kevin Hearn, along with Stephanie Bice and Josh Burkeen, have sent a letter to President Joe Biden to formally request disaster relief funding after 22 tornadoes and storms crossed over the state. While in Washington, D.C., I had a chance to talk with Senator Lankford about this disaster relief and why it's so important.
I've lived through it like all Oklahomans have lived through it. It's been a big deal for us. So, yeah, on Sunday, I was in Sulphur that day helping with the cleanup, getting a chance to be able to visit with folks, find out what's going on. We brought in the FEMA administrator. It's a bad day when the national FEMA administrator shows up in your state, but that also shows you everybody sees the issue that's there. And so we spent a day in Marietta and back in Sulphur again, getting a chance to be able to turn around talking about some of the other locations, literally finished up all the things that are there, try to get the paperwork, and then the tornadoes come into western and southwestern Oklahoma. Then that night, as we continue to face, we just know it's April and May. We know it can happen to us. It does. As I try to reassure everybody here in Washington, D.C., it's not every week in Oklahoma. It's not even every year like this, but some years it is. And so you jump in and find a way to grab a chainsaw, grab some shingles, grab a hammer, grab a sack, and go start helping clean up. That's all you can really do at that point, to have neighbors loving on neighbors to be able to do it. But we are working with FEMA. FEMA's now, we've got declared disaster. We're working through the emergency assistance for state and local government entities, as they've got a lot of extra burden that would be on the taxpayers otherwise, to try to cover up. And then we've also got, for individuals, especially those that are uninsured, it's a pretty hard hit for them. And so trying to be able to help out every way that we can.
Lankford also mentioned how these disaster events have brought up conversations relating to boosting rural health care resources in rural areas. Lankford currently has 7 different bills he's working on right now to try and get passed to be able to help protect our independent pharmacies and to be able to keep them open. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.